No man in history, at least in American history, has been targeted like Trump. No man. One of the things I expose in our new book, Rights and Freedoms in Peril, is the detail of the lawfare against President Trump. It just never stops. And the book was written before the assassination attempts. But, you know, it was perfectly foreseeable that in a political environment in which the state and all of the political class and all the media class want to jail one man in retaliation for exercising his First Amendment rights and constitutional duties as president, some people would want to kill him. It's not a quick step from between one and the other. And so once those assassination attempts happened, Judicial Watch took a leadership role in investigating what went on in the Secret Service. Of course, we've gotten, and I'll talk more about another Secret Service lawsuit we have, but we've been focused on the fails there. But we've also been, in terms of lawfare, focused on the abuses of Trump and where this anti-Trump animus was showing itself, how it was showing itself, and the abuses that resulted in the various agencies. Never seen before this lawfare against any one man. No man in history, at least in American history, has been targeted like Trump. No man. And it was interesting. So after the second assassination attempt, a senior FBI agent got up at that press conference. You may recall the press conference. And and our team said, well, we know him. He's a controversial figure at the FBI. He's the Miami field office chief, supervising agent for the Miami field office. So he runs a pretty significant operation for the FBI. I'm looking for the press release because the name is escaping me. I don't want to get his name wrong. Here it is. It's Special Agent Jeffrey Veltri. And Mr. Veltri has been reportedly and credibly accused of retaliating against whistleblowers perceived to be conservative. And then secondly, the whistleblowers, according to a published report, before he was elevated to the position he currently is in, that he had to have they worked to scrub his social media posts of anti-Trump postings. And this man is leading or helping lead the investigation into the second assassination attempt of Trump. This is what the story said in November 2023 about Mr. Veltri. A whistleblower communicated this to Congress. The whistleblower called Mr. Veltri adamantly and vocally anti-Trump, and said FBI Director Chris Wray and the Deputy Director and another top FBI official were involved in directing Mr. Veltri to cleanse his social media before he was promoted to the special agent in charge of the Miami office. Now, Veltri's Miami office has jurisdiction over the Florida home of President Trump. This is the quote. Wray and the other top officials wanted to ensure that Veltri appeared non-political. He was ordered to remove all his Facebook and social media posts that were anti-Trump. They weren't concerned, according to the whistleblowers, about Veltri's bias against Trump, but whether the information related to Veltri's political bias can be removed from the public domain. So they were doing, it was a cover-up, at least according to the whistleblower. And he was a senior official prior even to his being elevated to the special agent in charge at the Miami office. He was assistant or acting deputy assistant director at the Bureau Security Division and oversaw efforts to suspend agents' security clearances if they seemed to be a right-wing radical, according to the whistleblower. So anyway, as we've disclosed to through our prior representations of FBI agents and investigations, there's been a kind of purge directed at folks seen as too pro-Trump or too conservative. And some of them have had their, at least one of the former agents that we represented, he was an analyst with the FBI, you know, he's been vindicated since, after being targeted by seniors at the FBI for being, you know, saying the wrong things about topics they were nervous about. Now, the FBI denies it all. No one's ever retaliated against, which is bunk, and they deny that they did anything like this with Veltri. So what did Judicial Watch do? Well, actually, we had already asked the question, give us information about senior leadership and Mr. Veltri. And this decision to cleanse, or reported effort to cleanse, his social media postings. FBI officials referencing social media posts or Facebook posts generated by Veltri. Give us documents about that among senior FBI officials, including Wray. And documents about Trump and his political opinions. Very straightforward. How many darn documents could there be between this one top agent and senior leadership, A, about his social media posts or anti-Trump bias? How many? Why can't they just say we looked and couldn't find any? No. Instead, we got the, as I say, the hand to the face. And so we sued in federal court. We just filed a federal lawsuit. Against the FBI, which is supposed to enforce the law, for not following the law. Actually, the lawsuit's against the Justice Department, because the FBI is a sub-agency of the Justice Department, at least for purposes of FOIA. So the Justice Department, with the FBI, is engaged in a cover-up concerning credible allegations that the top leadership of the FBI engaged in a cover-up to scrub the internet of anti-Trump posts by a senior FBI agent they wanted to elevate, who is now helping run one of the most serious investigations, you would think, that the FBI has been conducting in recent memory. I mean, we have to sue the FBI to get the time of day, by the way. They don't follow FOIA. They have contempt for the rule of law. It's one of the reasons that agency needs a serious revamping in the least. The Biden-Harris FBI is engaged in a cover-up of one of its top agents' alleged anti-Trump bias. This is why many Americans are concerned about the FBI's dangerous political bias against Trump, and whether the FBI can be trusted to investigate the attempt on his life. The same agency, well, I mean, getting aside from the fact that this agency trying to improperly jail Trump, who improperly raided his home, is now charged with investigating threats and attempts on his life that arose from those abuses, in my view. That's bad enough. And on top of it, the key agent involved has been credibly accused of anti-Trump bias, and the leadership of the FBI involved in a cover-up of it. And as I said, it's now the cover-up of the cover-up. Judicial Watch represented Marcus Allen, a decorated veteran, FBI analyst and witness before the Weaponization Subcommittee, in a lawsuit against Director Wray for violating his constitutional rights, stripping his security clearance, and suspending him from duty without pay. Well, they gave him his security clearance back because of this pressure that we brought to bear, and other lawyers he was working with brought to bear, great lawyers. Of course, we've sued for the FBI records from the Trump abuses back in the day with Russiagate and all of that. I mean, virtually everything we know about the abuse of Trump is because of Judicial Watch pressure and litigation. And the FBI has been not the tip of the spear used by the Justice Department to target Trump and used by the deep state to target and harass Trump, spy on him, put him in jail.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.